Can't be showing y'all my little trick bike. You hear her?
Having gone through this before makes preparing for camp much easier this year.
Last year, I packed too much stuff. Just was packing a lot of clothes, a lot of jackets. This year, I try to pack a little light, but I'm always seem like I'm overdoing something. But you know, I just packed a lot of little shirts and shorts, and this time, and got a couple sweatshirts, man, because when we'll be at meetings, it'd be super cold, so you know, I had to have a little sweatshirt. So, you know, this year, I'm ready for it. You know, the second year, you know, I knew a lot of what to expect and not expect, so this year coming in, a lot of different, you know, I'm ready for it.
As he packed his bags for his second NFL season, Cordero Patterson brings with him much more than his needed supplies for Mankato. He also brings plenty of optimism and hope.
You know, each player, every year, once you have a good year, you know, you're always ready for a breakout year. You know, I hope this year, you know, it pick off where I left off last year. You know, I hope I can just continue to build off that.
After a rookie season that included a trip to the Pro Bowl, 9 total touchdowns, and a Vikings franchise record for kickoff return yardage in a season, there is no shortage of excitement for what he can do in his sophomore NFL season. And that success has quickly made Patterson a crowd favorite.
Come on, that's your favorite fan.
Yes!
Cordero, can she get a photo with you?
Thank you.
You're welcome, look, man.
Oh, man, I love it, man. You know, I'd rather have all the fans around me than not knowing people knowing me. You know, it's a great thing. You know, your fans, that's the reason I'm here right now, because my fan base, you know. And I like to keep in touch with my fans every chance I get, you know, walking, you know, sign some autographs, do whatever it takes to keep my fans base with that, you know. And we got great fans here.
While Patterson has made the fans happy with his standout play and friendliness off the field, it is his big upside which has his teammates and coaches excited to see what 2014 brings for the South Carolina native.
You put the ball in his hands and you pretty much know that there's going to be some type of excitement. And it's not a matter of throwing the ball down the field. It's getting the ball in his hands right now where he's at his best.
I think as long as he continues to work hard and as long as he continues to make progress, the rest of it will take care of itself. He's obviously got all the physical talent in the world, and it's up to him, and it's also up to us to help prepare him to be the best that he can be this season.
You look at the receivers that I've coached in terms of the Jerry Rices, the Terrell Owens, the Roddy Whites, Randy Mosses, Percy Harvin, those type guys. His body of work is not where theirs are yet, but in terms of ability, he has as much ability as any of those guys, maybe more than some. And again, if he continues to work and have a great work ethic, which he's showing in year two, he should be able a chance to achieve some of those heights those other receivers have achieved.
As far as athletic ability and what I know he's capable of becoming and doing, he's right there, no doubts about it.
An electric playmaker who has all the skills and talent needed to continue his rapid growth in the NFL, Cordero Patterson is primed for another exciting season for the Minnesota Vikings. A dangerous threat every time he touches the ball. There should be many opportunities this season for fans to be cheering on number 84.
As you're young, you know, you're growing up wishing you can play in the NFL, but you don't think your dream's going to come true. And, you know, I got a shot at it, you know, and I'm blessed to be a part of it. You know, and the things that happened last year, you know, that's a blessing from the sky. You know, and, you know, I'm very excited about what happened last year, and I hope I can continue that this year, and I hope it'll be better.